Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yatshalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph. First, we're going to look back at the sixth Mishnah, which is the end of that series of Mishnayot on Tzadi Hei. Arbas Tifin Shel Zahav Hayusham. There were four boards or props made out of gold. Muftzalin Birashehen, which means they jutted out or they branched out on top. Shayu somchin bahen shneim l'seder ze, two of them for each set of six loaves, and we propped them up. V'esrim u'shmoneh kanim, and there were 28 dowels or boards. Kachatzi kaneh chalul, it was a hollow. Arba'asa l'seder ze, 14 on each side, and we'll see details of where they would go. Lo sidur kanim v'lon tilatan dochet ha-shabbat. But you can't set it up or take it down on Shabbat, ala nichnas me'erv Shabbat v'shomtan v'notnan le'orko shel shulchan. What you do is on Friday they would go in and take it out and then lay them along the length of the shulchan. And now a general rule, kol akilim shel mikdash orkan le'orko shel bayit. All the kelim in the mishkan, in the mikdash, were set up to sit lengthwise with the length of the bayit, which means east-west orientation. Okay, now to Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, Arba Tzadi Zahav Hayusham Menahani Mili. How do we know that these boards are like that? Or Katina Makra? Because the Torah says, Vasita Ka'otav, Chapotav, Ksotav, Menachiyotav, the four pertinences for the Shulchan. What are they? Ka'otav, Elu Tfusin. The bowl, what's a bowl? That's the mold that the bread is made in. Kapotav, what's a spoon? Elu Bazichin, that's the cups that you would put the Levona in. Ksotav, what's a kasva? Elu snifin, those are the boards. Umenaki otav, elu kanim. So that's somehow alludes to the board, these dowels. Asher yusach ben, why did it say asher yusach ben? Shemasachin ben talachem. You use them to cover up the lechem, to make, to kind of build over the lechem. Now, motiv rava, rava challenges with the following. Because later in the Mishnah it says, lo sidu akarim velon tilatan dochot ata Shabbat. You can't do them on Shabbat. V'yisal kadai tach doraita, if you think, really, having these tools there is doraita, amayin dochin ata Shabbat, dochot ata Shabbat, you're supposed to do them on Shabbat. Hadam rav alav miltehi da amri, I'm wrong. Why not? Call him Rabbi Kiva, kum lachash, if shal asot amayav Shabbat, then dochot ata Shabbat. Anything that could be done before Shabbat, then it's not dochot Shabbat, which means you could fulfill the doraita demand of having these tools there, but you don't have to have them all 7 days. Nami efshar lo dachi Shabbat. Alayu, you don't have to be doche Shabbat to build them up or take them out. Tam amai, what's the whole reason these things are there? Dlo li afish lechem, so the bread doesn't get moldy by being stuck together, separated out. Chayashu alo mi afish. If you have that little amount of time between Friday afternoon and Shabbat morning, and for the new bread between Shabbat morning and Saturday night, in that time the bread won't go bad. Kedetanya, as we have the following brayta. Ketzad nichnas erev Shabbat v'sham ushmatan. The kohen would come in on erev Shabbat, take out these dowels, umnichan lo kosh al shulchan, lay them with the length of the shulchan. Motzei Shabbat nichnas, and then Saturday night you'd come in after the new breads were already there. Magbia rashay al shal chala, he'd lift up the top of one chala, umachnis kaneh tachten, slide the dowels underneath. V'chozer magbia rashay al shal chala, and then do the same with the second chala, machnis kaneh tachtea. And now we find out arba'a chalot tzichot shlosha shlosha kanim. Chala number above, number 1, 2, 3, and 4, or below 2, 3, 4, and 5, need 3 kanim to support them. Ha'yonai na tzicha elo shnaim. The top one, meaning 5, doesn't need, only needs 2, because the fisha'en aleha masui, meaning under 6, doesn't need anything, because 6 doesn't have anything on top of it that's going to crush it down. Tachtonai na tzicha kolikar, the bottom loaf doesn't need any, lefisha munachar al tarosh shulchan, it's sitting right on the shulchan. Okay, now we have the numbers. So you have 3 times 4, and 1 times 2 is 14, and the whole thing is times 2 is 28. Now, Tom, we have the following Mishnah that takes us back to a previous podcast when we had the Machloket or Meir Yehuda about the size of the Shulchan. Kol amot shayu b'mikdash benoniot. All amot were the average amot, which means 6 tfachim per ama. I used T and A on the sheet, A meaning aman, T tfachim. Chutzim v'zach ha-zahav, 4 things. The mizbach ha-zahav, which is 1 amah by 1 amah, Rameir says was 5 by 5. Ha-keren, the capstone on top of the outer mizbeach. Ha-sovev, the parapet that goes around the middle of the mizbeach, more or less. Va-yisod, the foundation stone. Those were all 5. We'll see what that means, whether height or depth. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, amat binyan shisha tfachim, anything as part of the building structure is 6 tfachim. Vishel kelim, including the mizbeach, are all 5. Chamisha. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Chadashu. They both were interpreting the same pasuk. The following are the midot of the mizbeach with an amah that carries an amah and a tefach, which means it's an amah of five, because it's an amah plus a tefach will get you to a full amah. So this amah is five. V'cheika amah va'amah rocha v'gvula el sfata saviv zerata achad v'zegav ha'mizbeach. Now, what's the drasha? Cheika amah, literally the armpit, the bosom of the amah, ze yisod, that's the foundation stone. Amah rochav, what's the amav width? Ze sovev, because the sovev is one amah wide out, where the kohanim would walk around. Gvula el sfata saviv, zerata echad, elukrenot. That's the capstones on the top. Zegav mizbeach is an allusion to mizbach hazahav. That is the pasuk and the interpretation. Now, Rav Meir Savar, zehu ba'amah bar chamisha. That's the exhaustive list of things that were five tfachim of an amah. Hakol amot kelim ba'amah bat shesh. Everything else in the mikdash, kelim included, were all six. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, kazeyu kol amot kelim. Now, this is a model for all kelim. They should all be five, which is why Rabbi Yehuda had the Shulchan being 5 by 10 and Rabbi Meir by 6 by 12. Now, Kasal Kadaitach, we assume as follows. What's the 5 here? So let's count. Remember, the Mizbeach is 10 high. The Yesod is 1 high. There's another 5, a total 5 up to the Sovev. Then there, sorry, another 5 up. Then there, which means you're 6 up now. Then there's 3 up to the top of the Mizbeach. And then there's the capstones. That's a total of 10. Now, Kasal Kadaitach, we assume Yesod Ve'asoveh Ba'amah Bat Chamisha Begova. We assume that from the bottom up until the top of the foundation stone is 5 Tfachim up, meaning we're going in height. Ma'ichei Kamah Ve'amah Rochav Ha'chei Kamar. Mi'chei Kamah Ve'ad Rochav Ba'amah Bat Chamisha, meaning from the bottom all the way up until the Soveh is Bat Chamisha, which means that the first 6 Amot are all going to be fibers. Gova mizbeach kamahavi, so how much will that end up being? Esramot, so sheet b'nei chamisha, so 6 of them are fivers, which means the first 5 and the top one. That's 30. Chamisha v'arba'a b'nei shita shita. Chamisha v'arba'a b'nei shita shita. And there's another, the other 4 amot are sixers, which means the total is mizbeach kamahavi, chamishin v'arba'a, 54. Now, palgan mizbeach kamahavi, this is not going to work because what's half of 54? Esrim v'shivat, 27. So that means that the chuta sikra, the line that goes around the middle of the mizbeach, would be at the 27 tefach mark. Now, mikranot v'yatzulev kamahave, asrim v'arba'ah, which means that from the top of the keren up down to the parapet is 24, which means you're 3 tefachim above the midline. Kamatzir, the palgat mizbeach, lata, utnan, but we have a mishtah. Chuchel sikra chogro ba'em, so this is vachim, kedei lahabdil ben damil yon tachtonim, because of the bloods have to go up, and the chatat, and the olah that goes down. Elahanit, but the problem is, elahanitani gabe olata of, haya olah bakevish, afara la soveh, vallo lakeren dromit mizvachit. Umoleket rosha mimul or pa umavdil, you cut the, break the head off, umotzeh dama alker mizbeach, you shove the dam against the mizbeach. It has to be on the upper half, the olah of the of, the opposite of an olah beima has to be on the upper half. But if you did it below where you were standing on the Sovev, even one amah down, k'shera, which means the Sovev has got to be at least one amah above the chuta sikra. And according to the calculation we just made, it's half an amah. So that's wrong. So now, so in other words, we can't say that all those measurements are height. It must mean depth, which means amah rochav knisa. You go in from the yisod, one amah, which is a fiver. Gvulasha el sfata saviv knisa. So then mizbeach kamahavelei. Let's see about this. The whole mizbeach now is 60 high, because they're all, the heights are all sixes. And palgam mizbeach kamahave. So the half of the mizbeach is how much? Tlatin, 30. Kanot ve'at sovev kamahave. It's 24 down from the top, down to the sovev. Kambatsu the palgat mizbeach. So how far is it from where you're standing to the midline? Shisha, that's perfect. That works perfectly. The only problem is that to say that these fibers are all width, mayukim to be knisa, it doesn't work. Remember this mishnah midot. The mizbeach was at the outside is 32 by 32. Allah amat goes up one, but kanasamat goes in one. Zel yisod, that's the yisod. So inside of that you have 30 by 30, because it goes in one on each side. Shloshim But it should be 30 and 2 tfachim, because if it went in only 5 tfachim instead of 6, then you would have to call it 30 and 2 tfachim left, not 30 even. For 2, and they keep going, it goes up another 5, and it goes in another amah, zeo sovev, and the Mishnah says you now have 28 by 28. But according to what we said, it's 28 and 2 thirds on each side. Because you think it doesn't make it all the way to 29, therefore they call it 28. So that doesn't work, because makom kranot amah mizev amah mizev. When you get up to the kranot, it's another amah. And they say that at that point it's 26 by 26, it's 27. It's 27. Because there you've already gotten, you've at each one of these three steps, you've cut out two tfachim on each side, that makes up a whole amah. So the answer is lo dak. So the Mishnah wasn't so exacting. So makom iluch wagle kohanim, that's not going to work, because makom wagle iluch kohanim amizah. We say the kohanim have one amah to walk around. It means nimsa simba arba la simba arba. In the middle, it's 24 by 24. Makom amaracha is where the fire is. But according to that, the makom amaracha is a simba chamishave. It's 25 by 25 inside. V'chitei machanami lo dak. If you think that measure was also not exact, v'haktiva hariel shtemesre orech b'shtemesre rochav. Rabuo, the pasuk in Yechezkel says the fire was 12 by 12, doubled. Right? Yachol sheiru el shtemesre el shtemesre. We discussed this in Zvachim. Shuomer el arba'at rivaav. It means that each one of the corners is 12 by 12. Meaning from the middle of the square you count out 12. 12 is a radius. Ruach ruach. So therefore, you have a middle of 24 by 24. But according to what you just said, it should be 25. So you want to say maybe all of these things are fibers, which means they're all relative to each other, which means the entire Mizbeach is 1/6 smaller than we thought. Can Rav Chala Azara, if that's the case, then the whole Azara is bigger than we thought, because it's 187 by 135. Right, east to west, it's 187. The place where Yisrael can walk is 11, which means it's now down to 176. That's another 11. That's 155. So that's now 123. That's another 100. How do you call it? Now it's down to 101. Eichal me'amah. It's 133. Eichal me'amah. That's 100. And achadas me'amah. Chorei beta kaporet. Now you have 11 left and back, which means that if you were to say that all the amot in the mizbeach measurements are of 5, which means within itself it's relatively fine, but then within the azara it takes up less space. It doesn't take 32 amot. It now takes up, in structural amot, it takes up 5/6 of that, which is something like in about 28 amot. So that doesn't work. So we have to revisit it. Elachekama begovha. The first measure, chekama, is height, which means it goes up 5 tfachim. Amar rochav, but the sovev is knisa. That's depth. Gvulal sfata saviv, when we get up to the keren, loshnahachim, loshnahachim. That doesn't make a difference. So now, mizbeach kamahavi. How much is the mizbeach then? 58 high, because only two of the amot are fivers, the rest are sixers. Now, pal gedim mizbeach kamehavi, so how much is 58 divided by 2? Esimetisha, 29. So mikronot v'yad sovev kamehavi. If you go from the top of the kronot down to the sovev, how much is it going to be? Esimetisha, that's 23. So kamebatsil, pal gedim mizbeach, how much is it from 23 down to 29? Shita, there's your amat. Utnan, imasa'al, amatamagla, filo amachat, kshira, that works. If you look at the pasuk, it talks about going up, and then it talks about width, which means the second measure is a measure of width and not height. Shmamina. Okay, and now earlier on, Reb Meir referred to this sixer as an amah benonit. Chama amah benonit, Reb Yochanan shishat vachim. Reb Yosef Ravin, afan na mitanina, Reb Meir omer, ashokhan orko shneimasar v'ruchbo shisha. That was the Mishnah we had earlier in the parak. He says the shokhan, which is 2 by 1, is 12 by 6. But by calling the sixer, and we know we have a fiver, by calling the sixer a middle one, that means there's an amah that's bigger than that. In Vatran, as we have the Mishnah, shtei amot. Here, an amah means a measuring stick. Hayu b'shushana b'ira. Shana b'ira was a special room in the Bayit Sheni. Achat al keren mizrachit tzfonit, one on the northeast wall. Achat al keren mizrachit romit, one on the southeast corner. What was it there for? It was one half finger bigger than a proper amah, so it's six tfachim plus. Shalker mizrachit tomit, the one on the southeast corner, I tell you, tera alav chatzi etzpa, it was half an etzpa bigger than that. Named seit yitera al shom Moshe etzpa, it was one finger bigger than Moshe's. V'lam amru, achak gdolav achak tanao. So why did they have a bigger one and a smaller one? K'deshu al manin notlin v'ktana machzirim gdolah. So the workers, when they would take using the smaller one, and they return with the bigger one, k'deshu le'evo l'demilah. So there'd be no way in the world that they would be getting something that they would end up keeping for themselves, that would be a violation of Mi'ilah. Okay, but Tartin Lamali, why do we need two? Chad the Kaspa V'dava, when it comes to gold and silver, we use the smaller differential. Chad the Binyana, when it's building materials, we use the bigger differential. Okay. Now, a little bit about this Shushana Birah place. Hantam Shar Mizrach Alav Shushana Birah Surah. There's a painting of Shushana Birah on the eastern gate of the Azarat. My Tama, what was it there? From Chisav Yitzchak Bar Avdim. Chad Amar Kadesh Yedum Eichan Ba'u. They should know where they came from. They should remember their roots. They should remember what Golah is like. So they should be afraid of the kingdom. That's the other opinion. You should always be afraid of the king, meaning be in reverence and awe of the kings. When Moshe spoke to Paro, and he said, you're going to come down and you're going to beg me to leave your country, he said, your servants will come down. He didn't say, you will. It's different proof. After the massacre of the 850 Nevi'ei Habal at Carmel, nonetheless, when it started raining, Eliyahu ran in front of Ahab's, the evil king Ahab's chariot, because he was the king. Now we go back to a pasuk in Yechezkel, v'alehu litrufa, something will grow by this nachal, and the leaves will be therapeutic. To fix that which is in the upper mouth, meaning if somebody is mute, they'll be able to speak. Or to open up other things below. We'll see what that is. Mute people, which means if women are barren, this special thing that Ezekiel has prophecy about will heal them. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Ilu ne'amar v'lakach tasolet. Now back to Lechem HaPanim. If it had said, take 12 loaves and put them in two sets, didn't tell say how many to put in a set, I could put one of four, one of eight. Therefore, it says six and six. If it said, make two sets of six, it doesn't say 12, I could make three of six, six, and have 18. That's why it says 12. If it said, make sets, and the total is 12, then, I didn't have 2 and 6, I'd made 3 of them a 4, whatever I want. Without these three psukim, we wouldn't know how to set it up. So how do you do it? You put two sets of 6 each. If you did a 4 and an 8, because the Torah says 6, 6. But Shlaim Shal Sheva Sheva, if you put two of seven each, then Rabbi Omer, wait until you're not Kiloi now. We ignore the top one, and it's kosher. You have to put Natata Alha Maracha Levona Zakai. You have to put the Levona on the bread. And if the top one is not really one of the breads, then it's in the way. Rabbi is holding his own approach. Tamar Al Besamuch. Al doesn't mean on top, means next to, or nearby. That means you could put it on the Shulchan. You could also put it, like Rav Meir Shita, Kon Abba Shoal, or you could put it on top of this seventh phantom one, and it's still just nearby. The Tana Rebbe Yomer, Tata, Alam Rechle, Vazana, Zaka, Al means Besamuch, nearby. Tama Al Besamuch, Weino, Alam Amash, you might think that Al means really on top. Shomer Sakota, Al Haron, Taparochet, when it says, you shall cover the Aron, over the Aron with the Parochet, and the Parochet does not go over the Aron, it goes near the Aron, Heve Omer Al Besamuch, Rebbe says that you see the preposition Al, does not necessarily mean on top of, but it can be in proximity. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll analyze, in the next podcast, analyze the end of our Mishnah about the placement of the Kelim. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.